Hello, welcome into the Mojo Den, guys, the Mojo Cave. It's lovely to be back. I'm just popping in for a wee episode to say hello. I've been taking a bit of a break. It's been 5 months. That's been a quick 5 months, hasn't it? Sometimes, guys, we just need a bit of time. We need a little bit of time to breathe, chill, be kind to ourselves, process, and yeah, I think it's so important, but I wanted to come and share a little message of hope with you. If anyone's going through a tough time, if anyone's been through a challenging time, I want to share a message of hope. And it came out of quite a frustrating situation. So I said on here before that when I took Unwell in 2020, I had a massive, massive spiritual and mental breakdown, breakthrough, lost my mind, found my soul, had serious anxiety, many, many labels, but basically it was tough. And I was told that after that episode, I should have been offered sessions with a psychologist as priority, but wasn't. They forgot about me. So a few years later, 2023, April 2023, I said to the care team, look, guys, I'm thinking, you know, I've heard I should have seen a psychologist priority. Do you think I should see one? Can you add me to the list just to perhaps give me some strategies, some toolkits for really looking after my health, nurturing my health? I want to put health to number one, as we all should. And they said, yeah, but it's probably going to be about a year wait, Jojo. I was like, smart, okay. I was thinking, do you know what is health? Health is wealth, right? So let's spend the money on it. So spent a small fortune on seeing a going private. And wow, I thought she was amazing. The first session was fine. Session two was a wee bit triggered. Session three was like, oh shit, I'm getting really triggered. And I'm going, Jojo, keep it together. Your mind must stay strong. I know you're a big feeler, but you have to keep check of these emotions. Don't let them get stronger than your mind. I can't do that. I'm intense. I feel big. I feel feckin' strong. So strong. And I stopped sleeping. But while I stopped sleeping, I'm reaching out to the team going, help me. I'm stopping sleeping. I think I know what's going to happen. Because everything's come out and all the suppressed stuff. And I was like, this is going to be an explosion. Explosion. They're like, well, you shouldn't have gone to a private because they don't have all your notes. And I just wanted to punch someone at that point and go, right, okay, so why didn't you get me the NHS a few years ago then, eh? Now you're saying I've spent this and that. Anyway, I thought those sessions were amazing, but just maybe a bit much for someone who feels deeply. And anyway, I was starting to get really high. I was starting to experience what felt 100% like a spiritual awakening. I would still say it is part spiritual awakening. Very, very much so. You wouldn't believe some of the signs and the things that happened, but the message of hope, the thing that really got me the most was, even though I knew I was going to hang on tight, I was going to have to, things were going to get worse before they got better. Even though I knew this, on the 4th of June, Bonnie was sitting on the sofa and she was like, Mum, do you want a crisp? And I was like, yes, please. And I don't normally take crisps. And she doesn't normally offer me crisps, right? And I put my hand into her crisp packet and pulled out the most perfect heart-shaped crisp. And the odds of that happening, crazy, crazy low. Probably the same as winning a lottery ticket. The thing was, had I pulled it a few months earlier, it would have won. I would have won £100,000. But to me in that moment, it wasn't really about the money. It was about the sign of this perfect heart. And yeah, just knowing that although I was being served up a bit of a shit sandwich, there was going to be heart-shaped crisps. It was going to be fine in the end. I just had to hold on tight and just get through it. You know, as I said in my podcast launch with the whole bear hunt analogy, you just got to get through it. You got to hold on tight and know that you're going to be okay. And know that, yeah, it's rocky. You will be misunderstood. People will call you crazy. You will feel crazy when you come out and you get your insight and you're like, oh shit, at the time, why did certain things feel so, so right to do? It's because you're up in the clouds. You take the spaceship. Well, that's what I do when life gets a bit hard and then big emotions come up. I hop on a wee spaceship or a rocket, a really awesome rocket, and I go right up. And in ways, I'm still really, really high functioning. And one thing I would say is that law of vibration is very real, by the way. When you're up there, you get more opportunities and more things. But then when you're like, oh shit, better go back down and like get grounded with Earth, you know, spiritual beings having a human experience, better have that human experience. Can't just spend the whole time in the sky. This was a next level, as I say in the blog at mommyjojo.com. This was like, I always encourage people to get their head in the clouds. Clouds are gorgeous. I love clouds. I love dreaming. But this was two in the clouds. This was going around all the planets and making new ones, you know. But when you come back down, you're like, oh, shit, okay. Yeah. At the time, you think it's totally fine. You might be doing something out of love. Oh, shit. That was not cool. So it's hard, guys. Now, I know this might not be very relatable if you've never felt high. I guess the closest I would say is if you've got wasted and you've said something you regret or you've given someone a lap dance or whatever. It's a bit like that times a million. I didn't do anything nasty or evil, but yeah, I just lost my boundaries a bit. And yeah. Boundaries are very important and boundaries protect us. Boundaries protect us. And as well, I'm very aware, I'm a super spiritual person. Sometimes, not every day, but I have my super spiritual moments. But I'm very aware that not everyone is. And it's so not cool to put your spiritual beliefs or thoughts onto other people. It's so not cool. If they ask for it, great. But if they don't ask for it, you should never be hammering that. Never. It's just not. It's not something I would ever do when I'm on the ground and I'm grounded. When I'm in the sky, yeah, there may be a couple of occasions where I've crossed boundaries when it comes to that world. And that ain't cool. Yeah. So whatever you've done that you've regretted, guys, or if you feel like you're just pissed off of life, you've gone to do something good and it's gone totally tits up like it did for me. You know, I'm going into that psychologist really nervous but really hopeful and like really wanting to heal and deal with anything that's been suppressed and really have hope for the future and be my best self. And then a few weeks later, I'm off my face and I've got people digging into my private life, which is the worst thing in the world, by the way, because I am in ways, although I'm WYSIWYG and share certain things to help, I am very private in other ways. And in the future, I want to be very private. I want to be more of a private person. It's just important to me with certain parts of my life. But yeah, there was a team asking about something I did that was out of character and they wanted every detail. And I was like, right, guys, I get now that I shouldn't have done this when I was off my face, but please, this is very private. Please stop asking me questions. This is making me really, really uncomfortable. One thing I would say about the mental health industry, is that the right word? Mental health service, is that, oh shit, there's some people, like I would be interviewed constantly because I was out of my mind a bit. I was in the clouds. Like, they're interviewing you constantly to try and work out what's going on. And I'd be like, just leave me alone. But anyway, I remember going into an interview room. There was, like, professionals there. And there was a psychotherapist there. Oh, my goodness. She was awful. She actually said to me, I went in. I was like, hi, how are you doing? She was like, sit down. And she spoke to me like a piece of meat. It was awful. And I was like, you can't speak to me that way. But I do think there are some professions. And I am naming and shaming here. Because I remember thinking, right, I might not be feeling myself right now. But you cannot talk to a human being like that. She was awful. I want to say her name. I probably shouldn't. Begin with an H. Bitch. She was awful. She was a dick. She was the biggest dickhead. And she should not work in that role. And I think of how many horrible, horrible... the way, you know, she's treated people in so many horrible ways. I was just one of thousands that she sees. And it was horrible. Oh, it makes me so sad that there are still people in places like that where people are really vulnerable and they need help that can speak to them like a piece of shit. Oh, man. But yeah, what do we do positive out of that? I don't know. We focus on the kindness. But yeah, that heart-shaped crisp, guys. What's your heart-shaped crisp when you've had a tough time, whatever that is, what's going on in your life right now, or is, you know, maybe you'll remember this talk in a year, 5 years, whatever. What's your heart-shaped crisp? What's your hope? What's your wee bit of hope when you feel like you don't have any? Because you need to freaking well find it. And I felt like this was, to me, it was just what I needed. It was everything. It was absolutely everything. A heart-shaped crisp rocked my world when it had been shattered. And I hope you find something that rocks your world when you're shattered. Yeah, so I'm sending loads of love, guys. I'm actually in the bath as I record this. I know, I love a bath. It's heavenly. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to hop on and say hi, because I don't want any of you worrying about me. I'm actually doing good. I am totally back grounded. Don't want to be, like, boring, though. I want to keep dreaming. But, yeah, dreams are saving the dreams for sleep at the moment. Just taking a wee bit of time because I was shell-shocked. And sometimes life just does that, and we just have to take a bit of time just to slow down a bit and yeah, be kind to ourselves. But I'm sending you all my love, and yeah, I'll try to get more up on the blog, mummyjojo.com, and get some more writing content out, stuff like my key in whatever I share is to help, you know. Of course you're going to be judged when you put yourself out there. Of course. But the people that judge you are just looking for a wee bit of drama in their life and a wee bit of deflection. So, yeah, don't be afraid to share. And that's what I want to do. I want to share to help others. One of my biggest purposes is to help others through anything hard that I go through. And I think when I started saying that in 2014... God was probably like, oh, you want to help others through your hardship? Well, let's give you a shite 5 years then. So he waited a wee bit. 2018 was an amazing year. 2019 was amazing. 2020 came. Okay, now we're going to give you some really, really tough times so you can help others. So I'm thinking 2024 is going to be better. 2024, 2025 and 2026. Oh, yeah. That's where it's at. I'll keep remembering, rather than being bitter about any tough times or the way I'm wired, the way I care so much, I'll think about the heart-shaped crisp, guys. Focus on the good. All my love, and I'll speak to you soon. Mwah.